Double dice.
Hey guys, welcome back to Double Dose.
Hey Taylor.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you? What's been happening?
Not much. I have had another mini hair meltdown.
Oh no.
Again. I've already had like two or three different hair colors on the podcast and I'm going to be blonde next time.
How blonde are we talking?
Not as blonde as I used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Probably like maybe slightly lighter than your color now, like at the front, but I'm going to keep it very natural at the top and just let my hair grow out but go light on the end.
So a bit of a face frame and ombre almost. That's nice. Yeah. That's nice. I think I'm going to do that too. It's funny how we both started the podcast with like brunette hair and we've like made the transition together.
That was a bad decision.
I know, it was such a bad decision.
Although the brown made my eyes look really, really nice.
It did, yeah.
But I just still didn't feel myself.
Yeah, so that's the thing. You got to go with what feels like you.
Yeah. I have photos of me maybe 2 years ago and I had the most beautiful blonde hair, but my natural roots coming through. I'm like, I just want to be back to this girl.
Yeah.
Whatever that she had, I want that. So
that'll be you soon.
Yeah. What about you?
I feel like I've been good. I just like am having a bit of a menti bee at the moment with all my health issues.
Yeah.
My endo versus my candida versus my IBS and my autoimmune condition. I feel like I'm doing all the right things. I'm like eating really clean, basically eating like no carbs, no sugar, none of that. And I still am having issues and I don't feel
so
like
frustrating.
It is really frustrating. I'm just hoping at this point that it's the candida dying off that's causing my symptoms.
Trust the process.
I am, yeah, trusting the
process. You've been so good.
I know.
Sticking to it.
My health coach keeps saying like you've been a dream client because you've been like so good at sticking to it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just feel like I'm doing something wrong, but I think I just have to wait and be patient.
Yeah, be patient.
Yeah.
Let it die.
Let it die.
It's probably trying to hold on for dear life.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's my update.
It's okay.
You're it's okay. There. We're getting there. It's not the best update, but I'm staying hopeful.
By the end of the year.
Yeah, exactly right for the silly season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have a wild story?
I do. I don't know if it's that wild actually, but I'm going to tell it anyway. So I went to Bali in September of last year with my four of my friends, I think.
So did I in September last year.
Did you really?
Yeah. We mustn't have known each other.
No, I don't know if we did. I think we started talking later on in the year.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Anyway, I was there with my friends and one of my friends, Ellie, she was like joking with me because we're sitting at this beach club called Finn's. You've been to Finn's?
Been to Finn's.
We're at Finn's and there was this guy walking past with these vapes.
Yeah.
She was sort of like, oh, do it, Annie, do it. Like, and I was like, oh, are you sure it's going to be safe? And she's like, yeah, whatever. Like, it'll be fine. I'm like, yeah, no, you're right. It'll be so fine. So I buy this vape of this guy. First red flag is, I'm trying to think what happened. Oh, yeah. So he gives me the vape and the vape. No, he gives me an empty box.
Oh.
And then he's like, let me go get the vape.
Yeah, they walk around with just the box.
Yeah. And so he went and got the vape. He put it in the box. So in that empty box and brought it back to me. And I was like, that's really weird.
Sus.
Why would he do that? But I was like, whatever. I'm on vacay. Like, who cares? So I'm puffing on this vape. And I reckon I puffed on it maybe like 20 times over like a couple of hours or whatever. All of a sudden, it felt like there were like knives in my lungs. Like every time I breathed in, it felt like little knives in my lungs. And I was like, what the hell? And I'm like, is this normal? Like, are you meant to feel like this is what everyone feels? And I kind of kept doing it because I thought maybe it was normal. And it got to a point where it was like, no, this is really bad. Like actually without the vape, every time I breathe in, it's like, it hurts.
Pain.
Yeah. And then we went out for dinner, we went home and I went to bed and I stayed up so late. I reckon I was up until like 4 a.m. panicking and I was like Googling like knives in lungs and like what to do if, you know, you have a vape and this happens. And everything was like call 911, go to the hospital. And I was like so stressed.
I'm in Bali.
I was in bed with my friend Ellie. She was fast asleep. And I was like, what do I do? Like I'm stressed. What if I like go to sleep and I don't wake up? And like I was just so scared. But obviously, I was fine. I woke up the next day. But I did have symptoms for like 2 weeks afterwards where it, like, I had a really sore chest.
Dodgy.
Yeah, I reckon there was something in that wasn't allowed and it fucked me up a little
bit.
So
bad.
Even when I went to exercise and stuff, like, it took a while before I could breathe
like
properly without
of breath.
Pain. Yeah.
That's so bad. Scary.
It was scary, but I'm alive.
Please don't buy things from people in Bali, yeah, guys.
Don't do it. It's not safe.
I got offered some sus mushrooms off the back of a scooter. Really?
Oh, that. I'm glad you didn't do that.
He just like pulled up and stopped in front of us. Like, you want to buy mushrooms? I was like,
no. Yeah. Well, the other thing is in Bali, there's the methanol. Methanol. Have you heard of the methanol poisoning?
Yeah. And they put it in your drinks or something?
Yeah. Yeah. And people like die from it and go blind and stuff.
So scary.
So scary. Anyway, what's your story?
It's not as bad as that, oh, I don't really think. It's another suppressed childhood memory.
Okay.
I was 14. We used to go away on holidays just up to the Central Coast from Sydney. Like, not really holidays because we did it every weekend. Like, my dad had a caravan up there. And I've got an older stepsister. Mm-hmm. I was 14. She would have been like, maybe I was a bit younger because I'm pretty sure she was 16 or 17. She's 4 years older than me. And my dad's like, okay, you can go to the beach with her and her friends, but you need to be really good. You don't be longer than 2 hours because there was a beach like connected to the caravan park. So we weren't far at all. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, it's so exciting. Like, I don't have to go to the beach with my parents. So cool, whatever. So I'm with my stepsister, all of her friends, and, you know, we go in the water, whatever. And we got stuck in a rip.
No.
On an unpatrolled area of beach. And we would have been out there. It felt like 4 hours. Yeah. But I look back now, it was probably like 45 minutes to an hour.
That's a long time.
Fully
though.
Dragged out to like the point. And it was me, my stepsister, and two guys that she was friends with. Right. And one of them was a really, really good swimmer. So yeah, he swims and gets out of it. And we could just see him sprinting down the other end of the beach. Oh my God, and I got help. Rescued by lifeguards.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have a similar story. Can I tell it? I'm trying to one up you. It reminded me of something.
Sometimes I still get this weird feeling in the ocean.
That you get a bit nervous. Yeah. That's actually traumatizing. This story isn't as bad as that.
Yeah. Tell me.
My friend Hattie and I, we went swimming out at Portsea Back Beach when we were like 10.
Yeah.
And I was a strong swimmer, but we were standing on the sandbar and like obviously you go over and then you get swept out to the sea.
Yeah.
We somehow got pushed off the sandbar. And so we realized very quickly we were drifting out to sea. Oh, and worst. I could feel like the panic hit me and I could see the panic in her face as well. And like I said, I was a strong swimmer. So I like really quickly like swam back to the sandbar, but she was like slowly and slowly drifting further away. And I was like, put your hand up. And she was like really like one of those stubborn people who's like, I don't want to admit I need help. Yeah. So I had to like run in and get my dad, who's a lifeguard, and he went and rescued her.
Oh my goodness.
She was fine. But yeah, that reminded me of that.
It's so scary. It is really scary. You feel so small.
You do. And it's that panic that it's like, oh my God, is this it?
But being rescued was pretty cool.
Yeah, it would have been cool. Was it a hot lifeguard?
I don't remember. Aww. Like I said, I would have been probably 13.
Yeah.
But it felt like the waves were like massive. 6 foot.
Yeah.
They probably weren't. But my memory, I'm like, it was sick.
Yeah. 45 minutes though is a long time.
Yeah. And I remember laying in bed that night and I felt like I was still in the water. Like, felt like I was rocking. Scary.
So scary.
Well, that's scary. I'm sorry.
Two scary
but
ones.
But also, I think a Bali story is always more wild. So
I'm so sorry.
Damn it. And the fact that you're still traumatized is really
good. Well, Emma can help you out with that.
Yeah.
Our psychologist. Alcohol. Yeah, an alcohol.
Why is one always more full than the other?
Yeah. Not very good at porn. Yummy.
Spice of life.
Spicy. Okay, Taylor, so we're back to our favorite segment, arguably.
Yeah.
The sealed section. Okay, so on this episode, we're going to be talking about twin flames and the one and all of that. Is it real? Is it really a thing? Do you have a soulmate?
I've heard that you can have a few.
I've heard this too.
Which I think is true. I think you can have soulmates like in a friendship way.
Yeah.
And maybe multiple in like a love way. I feel like maybe it's the same.
I agree. I think you can have a friend soulmate or a soulmate, like a relationship soulmate. And I think that you can have more than one.
It's a bit overwhelming to think though about having more than one.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people can obsess over it as well.
Yeah, I know.
And they hype up this massive feeling about, I don't know, I think I have a very different opinion on relationships and soulmates. I think that as much as you can be drawn to one person and if you're meant to be together, you will be together, Relationships are still hard work.
Oh, I agree. You have to work at them. It's not going to be easy ever. Even if you are soulmates, yeah, it's not going to be easy.
You don't just fall into each other's lap and you're like, oh, we're soulmates. It's going to be smooth sailing from here. No,
exactly.
It's still a human being.
Exactly.
And things are going to piss you off and upset you and mm-hmm. hurt you. And
I think it's a really unrealistic like standard to have. A lot of people have that ideal that, you know, there is the one and that they will know when they find them because they're perfect and everything about them is perfect and they don't get angry at them and they don't think they're gross and they, yeah, you know what I mean? It's like, that's actually really unrealistic and it's not true. You're never going to find that person if you're looking
for perfection. Exactly. It doesn't exist.
Yeah.
There's always going to be something.
Exactly.
But that's where I think you work on it because you, mm-hmm. okay, you do this really annoying thing, but I wake up and I choose to love you every day.
Exactly.
Because in all the other ways, you are perfect.
Exactly right. Yeah. And you often like find their imperfections perfect, you know, like their flaws and stuff. You're like, I love them.
Yeah.
About you.
What do you think about twin flames? Do you know much about it?
I was like convinced that this guy and I were twin flames.
Me too.
Isn't it funny? And I was like obsessed with the idea of it, that like that was my twin flame and all of this stuff. And I think it's bullshit.
I think it's bullshit.
It's a thing.
I think it's a way for people to deal when someone breaks up with them.
I agree. Yes.
And they want to think that you're going to get back together.
It's delulu.
Because there's always, yeah, it's fully delusional. Yeah. There's always that twin flames need to separate and then they come back together. Yeah. Apparently it's always happens with twin flames. I really think it's someone's coping.
I agree. And it was definitely my coping.
Me mechanism. Too.
Isn't that funny?
I was like, it's okay. It's going to get better. Like we just need this time apart. Then 6 months later, I'm with someone else.
So. Exactly. Yeah. I'm over it now.
I really meant that, didn't I?
Yeah.
I think twin flames is a bit of BS.
I agree.
But I think soulmates is, maybe it's not like we're all destined to have these few people. I think it's just having a really deeper soul connection.
I would say me and my best friend Jemima are soulmates in the sense that like, it's like really crazy. We go through life experiences at the same time. I feel like we're really connected like at a spiritual level and we always like go through things together. We always like have the same outlook on things and the same morals and we really like bring the best out of each other. And I think that that is a soulmate and that's like my best friend.
It's just like alignment.
Alignment. Yeah. Yeah. You've got the same outlook, I guess, on life and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think another thing to talk about would be right person, wrong time. What do you think about that?
I think that if you are with someone and something is not going right for either both of you together or individually, I feel like if they were your right person, that you would work through whatever it is.
I agree.
I think that's another thing that people use as an excuse. Like if a guy or a girl goes off and they cheat, say, they're like, oh, I just need time to be by myself and work on myself. And then the other person will be like, oh, it's okay. Right person, wrong time. No.
Yeah, I agree. It's a coping mechanism.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, and I think it's bullshit. I think if they were the right person, that, yeah, exactly, they'd be able to work through.
You make it the right time.
You make it the right time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
It is bullshit.
We're very harsh.
We are harsh, but we're realistic.
Yeah. I think holding on to these ideas, like I would hate to see a friend or one of my sisters go through this and be like, oh, it's okay because we're twin flames. I'd be like, no, you're not.
Yeah.
It's just prolonging the hurt because you don't want to deal with it.
And I think that's so funny because I think that's what my friends would have thought about me when I thought that. They would have been like, oh my God.
My best friend, I look back and she did say that to me.
Yeah.
She's like, he is not the person. And then now that's become my outlook after I've been through it.
Exactly. It's funny that it changes.
Yeah.
That's life. You live and you learn.
Yeah. You've got to learn from it.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about marriage?
Yeah. We can talk about marriage and whether or not we believe in it. Is that where you're going with that?
Just all of it.
Yeah. I think married, we've kind of spoken about it before a little bit.
We have a little bit.
Yeah. I think it's, you know, a little bit archaic and the idea of it. I think it's become, a lot of it has become for show, in my opinion. I think everyone wants to have the bridal shower and the engagement party and the this and the that.
It's too much for me.
It's a lot. It's a lot of parties and I think we need to tone it back a little bit.
I don't have that many friends.
I don't have that many friends either. I'm going to have like 50 people at my wedding.
Yeah, I think it's, with everything that we talked about with twin flame soulmates, I think it's all becoming a bit outdated.
Yeah.
Same. I think you choose a person, you make it work, you build a life with them. And if you are married or not, who cares?
Exactly. And I think, you know, if you get married, cool. if you don't, whatever. Yeah. You can have kids with someone and still be in a relationship with them. And as we said, once you live with them for 6 months anyway, it's de facto. You're basically the same as being married anyway.
Yeah.
You don't need a ring and a piece of paper. If you want to do that, go for your life.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think I want to get married just because I want to have a party.
I'm the same. I don't want a big deal. I just want
a
nice ring and a party.
Same.
So I don't even care if I don't get married. I just want to
just
be engaged.
Just want a ring and a party. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Just want to have the fantasy of, oh, yeah, maybe one day keep the families happy.
Yeah, exactly
right. So I feel like my grandparents and my parents would both be super excited and want that to happen. So if I just get engaged, I'll be like, oh, maybe next year. I just keep pushing it back.
I kind of want to do it like because my grandpa always jokes that like I'm going to be the last one to get married and I'm always like get really angry and annoyed because I'm like, no, I'm going to be first out of all the grandkids. Yeah, like out of spite, just find someone and get engaged and get married.
Or just tell him. Just tell him you've got a husband.
Yeah, I should. I should tell him that I got secretly married. I eloped. He would be so angry.
That's so funny. Okay, Annie, let's get into some more follower confessions.
Yay.
They're good this week.
They are good. Do you want me to start?
You can start.
All right. So, I jerked off in a cup for IVF to a sex tape of my sister-in-law that I found. She's the godmother now. I love that one. Thank you so much.
She must do OnlyFans. She must. Or be a porn star because that's not something you just stumble across.
You can't just find that on the internet, surely. She has to be an OnlyFans girl or a porn star.
Yeah. So he must be subscribed or he knows about the leaks.
Yeah.
People always tell me about leaks. This is off topic. But people will message me and be like, you know there's leaks. And I'll be like, yeah, I know. But you also need to know exactly what to search to find them.
Exactly. So does it blame
thanks.
Me? Yeah. I have a secret desire with trends. I don't know what that means.
You know what? I think that if I'm going to assume it's transgender,
yeah.
I think it's still, because it's so new, people fully transitioning, it's so intriguing.
Yeah. So you think like they're interested?
Yeah.
They're intrigued. That's fair. It is very like, I think like I only really heard of transgender, the term in general, probably like 6 years ago.
Yeah, maybe I would be about the same.
Yeah. It was when Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah.
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 That's sort of when it really became like well-known knowledge.
A thing.
Yeah.
That's fair. What it's about, I think that's a...
I agree.
I don't know about the behind my wife's back. He probably feels like it's a bit cheeky, but
yeah,
I think that's a good confession.
Yeah, I like that. Okay. I've slept with my partner's mum and sister. We're 5 years deep and she still doesn't know. I wouldn't know if it was before they got together.
That's so bad.
Do you reckon it was before or like during?
I think during. You don't do that before.
Oh, no. Yeah, because how would you know the mum and the sister?
Yeah, like, surely you don't sleep with these people that go, all right, I'm going to date the other sister for 5 years.
Oh, I know.
It has to be during.
Oh, God.
That's so bad. The next one is similar. I realized that I'd slept with the mother of the girl I was seeing many years ago at her birthday.
Oh.
Imagine showing up and you're like, we've met before.
Awkward. Oh. Oh, God.
That's horrible.
That is, yeah.
So funny, though.
It is funny. All right. I might be in love with you.
I don't know whose page this came on.
I think this was mine.
Yeah, I think it was yours.
Thank you.
Oh, wait. This is a two-part.
It is a two-part, yeah.
I just saw the second bit. I'm like, that doesn't make sense. I had a threesome with my friend's parents more than once. You're the first to know.
I love that. That is so funny.
That is shocking.
I want to know how that came to be. I wish these people would tell us the backstories. That's so funny.
If you're listening, we need more info, please.
I would like the details. Promise we won't show your name.
I feel like that's like a fantasy.
That is, yeah.
She looks pretty young. And if it's her friend's parents, they're going to be a lot older.
Yeah.
We assume.
I wonder, I don't know. I wonder how that would have came to be. Like, was she at a sleepover at her friend's house? Or like... I want to know the details.
Please come on and
give
tell
us
the
story.
Dirt. You can be anonymous if you want.
You can be anonymous. Is it my go?
It's your go.
From 27, never had a girlfriend or had sex. I am confused by this one. So does that mean he hasn't had sex or a girlfriend since he was 27 or is he 27 and he's never had a girlfriend or sex?
I don't know.
I wonder.
I'd say he is 27.
Yeah, and never had a girlfriend or sex. That's still kind of young. I've heard of...
Yeah, I don't think that's the worst.
I have subs who are, you know, like 50 and they've never had sex.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think I have any who are 50. Definitely like 30s, 40s.
Yeah. I don't think that's like, that's not something to be ashamed of.
No.
Yeah.
The right time will come.
Yeah, exactly.
Dreaming of meeting you. I am from Scotland and having fun.
I'm so glad you're having fun. That is so great to hear. Okay. I don't understand this. Being bisexual and having an affair.
So I think he is
bisexual.
Bisexual and having an affair behind his wife's back.
That's juicy.
Yeah.
That is very juicy.
This, what was the show in the OC?
Who?
What's the guy, Luke's dad in the OC?
Dude,
he's married.
Who's Luke?
Have you watched the OC?
I have watched the OC when I was like 10.
Luke is like the blonde surfy guy. Marissa's, I think it's Luke. Marissa's first boyfriend.
Luke? Oh, the first boyfriend.
Yeah. And his dad, he catches his dad having an affair.
Yes.
With a guy.
I remember that. That happened on another show as well. Oh, I know. Euphoria.
I haven't watched it.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I need to watch it.
Yeah, you do. It's so good. Anyway, we got sidetracked.
Is it my go?
Yeah.
I've been sleeping with my cousin's girlfriend.
No, not good.
Come on.
No, we're better than that, guys.
The next one is bad too.
Oh, I slept with my best mate's sister in his bed while he was home. I feel like that would weirdly happen a lot.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I feel like guys always have a thing for their friend's sister.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because it's forbidden fruit.
It is forbidden fruit.
I mean, maybe it shouldn't be. I don't know.
I don't know. It kind of is. Like, it's just one of those things. Guys get weird about that.
Yeah.
Like, my sister's no-go zone. Yeah. You know, they're very protective.
That's so funny. At least no one's cheating. So
yeah, that's true. Okay. It is fine.
This one's so cute. I listen to the Spice Girls.
We love that.
I can't relate, to be honest. It's not quite my vibe.
It's not my vibe either, but go for your life. All right, next one. My biggest secret is that I have a balloon fetish. We've spoken about this before.
Yeah.
It's weirdly common.
This is becoming more and more common.
It's a, like the new craze, new phase thing.
The more we talk about it, the more I think girls who do sex work or make content and subscribers are going to be like, oh, I want to try that.
Yeah,
it's just going to keep growing.
I agree.
It's the next big thing.
Yep.
This can't be real.
I don't know about this.
It's from a fake account.
It looks like a fake account.
I fucked my mum.
I hope that's
not real.
Can
we even talk about that on the podcast?
Is that even legal?
It's fake. Fake that's news. Fake I don't believe news. It.
No.
Oh, is that the last one?
That's the last one.
Great. We're finishing on an amazing note.
Those were good though. We love
they
those.
They were good.
Can't wait to do that again.
I love getting to know you guys.
Yeah, it's fun. Okay, Taylor, so I thought that it would be really funny if we screenshotted some of the crazy DMs and messages that we get, because obviously we get some weird ones.
We do.
And I thought our listeners would find them a bit funny.
They're funny.
They are funny.
I think we're very numb to it now.
We are. I think the thing is, like, we get them all the time. So we're like, oh, well, I'm used to this. But when I tell my friends about it, they're always like, what?
Men on Instagram are very ballsy.
They have big balls, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My most common one is probably just like, can we fuck?
That's very common for me too.
Or asking if I do meats.
Yeah, same.
Which I do not.
No, same. Neither.
But I do get some weird ones.
Yeah. Can we start with yours?
Okay. I've just screenshot one message thread. I have not replied to this person. This has been going on since the 28th of August. Which is not that long.
Oh my God. No, it's still
But there's how many? Like 8 messages in that time.
Yeah.
So he's opened with, waiting for you to break up is the hardest thing.
Gonna be waiting a while.
Didn't reply. This was in request, so he doesn't know that I've read it.
Right.
And then 1 hour later, he said, I wish girls at my work would do that.
Do what?
I don't know.
No context.
And then the following day in the morning, so he's gone to sleep. So the last one was at 11 p.m. Gotcha. Now we're at 9 a.m. the next day.
He's woken up straight away, thought about you.
And he's gone, want turn of you in 2 separate messages.
No.
I have again not replied. And now we're at 9 p.m. that night and he has just sent this emoji.
Is it a microscope?
What's it called? A
microscope? No.
A magnifying glass. He's just sent a magnifying glass.
Right.
Now we're the following day. Actually, 24 hours later, almost perfectly. We've gone $$, those your eyes.
What?
Does that mean I'm like, I'm a money bag chaser? Like I've got the dollar signs in my eyes?
I have no idea what that means.
So that was on the 30th of August. What date are we at today? 21st of September.
Yeah.
And this just says Tuesday. So we've waited a few weeks now. and why not love me?
I wonder why.
And then his closing message is, where are your friends in Sydney? Got any, huh?
I can't. What?
This was the standout of all of my DMs.
That is good. That is very good. I don't know if mine are that good. I've just got a few. I've got like five. Okay. And they're just, I think that they're, people will find them funny. Okay. I don't know. Hey, I messaged on OF asking to take you to dinner. Haha, I promise I don't want anything out of it. I would just love to post you and piss someone off. Angel face. So he just wants to use me to piss someone off.
At least he's honest.
I mean, yeah, he is being honest. I know, but I'm not going to do it.
That's funny.
You should give us a go. Trust me, ain't going to be a two-pump chump. What? I think why that's because I made a TikTok about a two-pump chump.
Oh, my God.
So funny. All right, next one. Honestly, I know I'm young, in brackets, 18, but, like, you're really hot. Can we arrange something? I like that they're, like, so forward. Like, that takes some guts. I'm, like, good
they're
on you.
They're very ballsy.
They are ballsy. And then this one's just – this one messaged me on the 7th of April. Hey, are you online on the site? And then 2 months later responded to a story of the ocean. Spooning and cream pie, question mark. If you're into it, question mark. Morning pie, X. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Wait, I've got one last one. Oh, I took a selfie in the mirror and there was a smudge on the mirror and this guy said, looks like some cum on your mirror. That's some wild imagination you have. And it's not cum, just so everyone knows.
Low key, please send us more though.
Yeah, please send more. We love it. Like, it's so good. It's like that fan art I got. I love it.
Yeah, I want one of those. I've just found another one. This one's not as funny as yours, but someone's just gone, Tay, life's pretty good overall, huh?
That was it.
That's it. No context, not replying
at
to
least
anything.
You know what? These people are really positive and I really vibe with that.
Yeah.
They've got good vibes.
We've got lots of do you want to have a platonic relationship only sugar daddy? Text me if interested, but he hasn't left a number to
text
him.
I'm interested.
So
just kidding.
I mean, most of them are, oh, here we go. Ooh. I love your toes.
Oh, they are nice.
No, they're not. I hate my feet. Don't look.
No, I'm just going to look at our toes.
Oh, one just says cream pie.
Yep, nice.
I'm glad.
Straight to the point.
I should have looked at these earlier.
Yeah, they're good.
After watching your story on Facebook, I got interested in you, babe.
Nice.
That's enough. I can't look at any more.
They're so good. Please send us more.
We love our followers.
We do love our followers. They're the best.
To finish off today, let's do another guilty pleasure.
All right. What do you have for me?
Mine is so mean. Culling people from Instagram.
I back that.
It's
back
just the best feeling.
It is. But I'll tell you what, I hadn't done that for like 10 years.
I remember and I told you to do it.
Was it you that told me?
Yeah, because I do it all the time.
I was trying to remember who told me.
At least once a week I do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I had 1,700. I was following 1,700 people. And everyone was like, you need to cull that down. That's embarrassing. Yeah. It's like, fair.
For multiple reasons I like this.
Yeah, tell me why.
I hate scrolling, especially about like, I do follow a few brands now.
Yeah.
Because if I like work with them or they send me stuff, I'm like, I have to at least follow them.
Yeah.
But just sitting there on like looking at things that they're trying to get me to spend money on or people that I've never met in person. So I don't like that either. Yeah. It's like, it's so hard to keep my Instagram myself when I'm just following all of these people. And also I just get bored and don't care.
Well, that's why I created my like secret personal account. Because I was like, just so I don't miss anything my friends are doing because I follow so many people. And even after my cull, I had like 700, I think I was following. That's a lot of people.
It's still a lot of people.
Yeah.
I sometimes do, this is so mean, but I'm like, if I wouldn't say hello to you in the shopping center, you're gone.
That's a good way of doing it. Maybe I'll do that. That'd get rid of a lot of people.
I don't know why I like it.
It's interesting. It's like
bitchy vibes.
Is it? I think it's just refreshing. Like you're just clearing your life.
Well, this girl the other day from school, she, you know how you can go like you're least interacted with?
No, what?
So you can go into who you follow and it comes up and it's like your 30 people you least interact with.
I didn't know you could do that.
So it basically does it for you. So you can just go through and unfollow the people you're not interacting with.
Amazing.
So she was in there and like, she's so nice. And then I looked at her page. I'm like, you haven't posted since 2020 anyway. Bye.
Savage. That's so
funny. My guilty pleasure.
I like it.
Might do it tonight.
Yeah. I might do it too now.
What's yours?
My guilty pleasure is, well, I love watching Real Housewives.
But I have never watched an episode.
Dude, you have to watch it. But also, I want to say like reality TV in general.
Yeah.
Because I am obsessed with Vanderpump Rules.
I haven't watched it either.
I'm not kidding. Like you have to both you have to both listen to it before the next time. I mean, watch it before the next time we record because it is so good.
Okay.
It's like the best TV show I've ever watched. And my friend told me to watch it. And I was like, why would it be good? It's just about a bunch of waitresses in Los Angeles. That's going to be shit.
Yeah.
It was so fucking good. I watched like 10 seasons in, I think, 3 weeks.
Oh my God.
It was like fucked.
My mom has watched it.
So do you know who Lisa Vanderpump is? She is a Real Housewife of Beverly Hills.
Okay.
Well, she was. And she was on like maybe 6 seasons. And then she started doing her own spin-off series. And she created this like thing called Vanderpump Rules. She owns like 30 restaurants. She's like a big entrepreneur or whatever. And she has these 3 restaurants in West Hollywood that are all like within walking distance of each other. And she basically just created a TV show based on the servers at this one specific restaurant. And they're so catty and they're so bitchy and they all cheat on each other. And it is the best show ever. There was a huge scandal recently called Scandival and it was just gold. Okay. They would have made so much money.
I can see my mom watching this. I get it now.
Yeah, it's good.
I like the Kardashians.
Yes.
But yeah, not a Housewives or Vanderpump.
It's just like crazy to see that much money, like how much money people have.
Maybe one day we'll start a reality
show. Yeah, we should. Well, thanks so much for listening, guys.
Make sure that you follow us on social, send us DMs, confessions, questions.
And don't forget to follow us on Apple Music and Spotify.
Thank you for listening.
Well, let's see you next week. Double dice.